Thank you for calling Nixia. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Yes, good morning. I purchased an LG dishwasher machine. It was delivered and it was installed about 2 months ago. And it's been malfunctioning. So I would like for somebody to come and take a look and see what's wrong.
Do you have the order number associated with the account, or can I have the phone number?
Yes, order number. Let me see. Let's try it. H6844118467.
I do apologize, ma'am. That would be Home Depot order number. Can I have your phone number associated with the account?
Yes, 917-544-0213.
That was 917-544-0213.
Correct.
Thank you. I'm going to place you on a repo where I'll go ahead and try to locate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. I do apologize for the wait, ma'am. The system is still searching by that phone number to locate that account for you.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said I do apologize for the wait. The system is still searching by your phone number to locate that account for you.
Okay, so you're still looking at it?
Yes, ma'am. It's still searching. Thank you. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. The system is still searching. I do apologize.
No problem.
Thank you. Thank you for that help, ma'am. Could you verify your name, address, and email?
Yes, my name is Blanca LaTorre. The address is 21946 64th Avenue, Bayside, New York, 11364. And you want my email?
Yes, ma'am.
Blanca.c.latorre@gmail.com.
Okay. And you stated that the dishwasher is not working properly?
It's not working properly, no. First there was like water coming out, and then there was like foam inside. I don't understand why, when this machine is not supposed to have foam in it. Then the lights come off, blinking. And definitely I need somebody to take a look at it.
Okay, you said the water was coming out and it was foam inside,
yeah, there was
and
water
the lights is blinking.
Yeah. Yes. The water is coming out. Not much, but water is coming out. And then it stopped working.
Okay. One moment, ma'am. Be just a few more moments, ma'am. I do apologize for the wait.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Again, ma'am, I do apologize for the wait. I'm just creating a service call.
What's your name again? I'm sorry. What's your name?
My name is Michelle.
Michelle?
Okay. Michelle.
Michelle. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Be just a few more moments.
Sure. Take your time.
Thank you. I'm still working on it for you, ma'am. Did you have a date in mind that you prefer them to come out?
Yeah, it could be like on Friday.
Okay. I'll check to see if they have anything available for
Thank you. And I don't know if they can come in on Saturday, Friday or Saturday. That's when my son is here.
Okay. I'm finishing up now, ma'am. I do apologize for the wait.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. Thank you for that help, ma'am. So they don't have a Friday available, but they do have Saturday, this Saturday.
Oh, yes, 24th. Saturday, that's fine. Yes.
Okay.
The 24th?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I did go ahead and create that service call for Saturday the 24th. You will receive a phone call the day before with that 4-hour window that they'll come within for the 24th. And also on the 24th, the tech will give a 30-minute call ahead before arriving.
Okay, that's great. So you have my phone number in case they text or my email then.
They will contact you by phone. It would be, it shows your number is 917-544-0213.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist with today?
No, that's all. And I thank you very, very much and have a great day.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling Expia. Enjoy your day as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.